T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Mackey, Pirates insider and flip-flopper, joins us right now. Hello, Jason.
What's up, Andrew? What was that last part? Fort-flopper?
Flip-flopper. Flip-flopper. Like you change opinions on things.
How do I change?
You went from very adamantly against trading Brian Reynolds to now putting together hypothetical trade packages that you love for Brian Reynolds to get him out of here. That was a little graphic sent out by the fan yesterday from your appearance on Joe Starkey's show. Yes. You have a trade in mind for Brian Reynolds that you love. Yep. A pitcher, a top 100 prospect. Send them to Pittsburgh, and let's get Brian Reynolds to the Yankees or the Jays or one of those places. Yes.
Was that really turned into a graphic?
There was a little picture of Brian Reynolds hitting a ball. And then there was a very nicely put together quote from you on what it would take to get him out of here. Yeah.
Wow. I don't believe this. This is fake news. I feel like a
Jason Mackey
covered by an athlete.
It would take a top pitching prospect and a top 100 prospect on Cook and Joe. Is that a lie?
That's not a trade that I love. That's not a trade I'm endorsing. That's not a trade I want to see. I was answering a question with what.
Why didn't you include what it would take? Why didn't they include in it? But I think they'd be crazy to take the deal. Did you say that?
Yeah, I said I don't think they're going to trade him. That was the end of the interview, or the end of my answer to the question.
No, but I'm saying if they get a top pitching prospect and a top 100 prospect, if that somehow gets offered and they do it, are you saying that you would actually criticize that deal?
Well, I mean, you got to give me a more concrete deal to make a decision on. Here's how it went down with Joe, and let me explain. So he said, if an organization gave you their top pitching prospect, would you trade Brian Reynolds? And I said, no, not straight up, but if there was a package that included, let's say, a top pitching prospect from a legit farm system, meaning like if I got the Rays top pitching prospect plus another top 100 prospect, yes, I would consider trading Brian Reynolds for that deal. Two top 100 prospects, yes, I would do that. And I think other people would think seriously about it. And I don't even know if I said I would do it. I mean, that's something that would start a discussion with me. And I think that's a reasonable answer. I think anybody would have that discussion if somebody came dangling two top 100 prospects and said, let's talk.
Do you think that offer will come the Pirates' way in the next couple of months?
No, I don't.
You do not? Why?
No, I don't. Because I don't think teams are willing to part with prospects of that stature.
Why not?
Keep them and use them.
The Pirates gave up more than that for Chris Archer.
Well, that doesn't make that a good trade or something anybody should replicate. It's the exact opposite of something somebody should replicate. Teams are keeping their guys more. You see them playing around the league. They're relying on young talent at the early end of the age curve. It saves money. I mean, I always use the example of the Penguins when they won back-to-back cups. One of the things they had was cheap labor. They had young players playing on bargain baseball.
Well, then why is Buster only trying to fan the flames then? What does he know today? He's talking about this in trade context. On paper, a perfect fit for the Jays, Yankees, or Padres.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on any team in Major League Baseball. It's, are they going to give up what the Pirates are going to require to trade Reynolds?
It doesn't sound like they are, so I don't even know why these insiders are even entertaining the idea of him getting traded then. If there's no way a team will meet the Pirates' asking price, then there's no way he gets traded. So let's move on.
I don't I agree with you, but you're the one amplifying what they're saying. I didn't even know Buster Olney said that.
You should retweet or quote. You should quote treat Buster Olney in big capital letters and say, "Buster, not happening."
Well, I'll take a look at what he tweeted and then decide if I want to tweet it or not.
Okay.
But I mean, Andrew, think about it this way. This is one of the inputs in my feeling on Brian Reynolds. Do you really think Bob Nutting's going to go to the extent that he did to fix what he did? Clearly, they don't spend a lot of money. He said, you know what? This is not acceptable how we're treating Brian Reynolds. We're going to fix this, and we're going to pay him this amount of money over 2 years. Do you think he's going to come back 3 months later and say, let's trade this guy? He just spent this money.
I don't think he would, but is he leaving Ben Cherington alone to do his job? And if Ben Cherington thought he got a good deal, would he just trust Ben to make the trade?
Well, I think we're talking about two different conversations. If Ben Cherington got a deal that was worth making, then yes, you make the trade. I mean, you have to do what's best for your team. But we're going to disagree on what's the deal worth making. And I explained to Joe like what I felt like would be a conversation starter, and I stand by that. I think the Pirates would relatively agree with that, or at least, you know, it's in the ballpark. I mean, they're not going to just trade him for the sake of trading him. If they get wowed by an offer, yeah, they're going to consider it. But they don't need to. I don't think they want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody is going to present a scenario where they can really make their team better, then that'd be stupid not to entertain it.
Well, they wouldn't make their major league team better. No
That's
matter
okay.
what. If they trade him, if they trade him, it won't make their major league team better because they won't get major leaguers back. So it would make their team worse.
It'll make their organization better, and they have
Correct.
To look at it like that. Fans are only going to look at the major league team, but if you're the Pirates, it's a fair thing to say, like, we have to look at the whole cycle. We can't look at the nine positions on the field. We have to understand who's where in contract status, who's going to fill in behind.
But he's got a ton of years left. He doesn't become a free agent until 2026.
I know. I mean, we're singing out of the same hymnal here. I mean, I'd keep riding that. I would extend him. You know, I would not trade him unless, again, somebody dangles something ridiculous. Then, you know, if I can pull one over on somebody, I'm going to do it. Just I don't think it's.
And let's be honest, the last time Cherington had a big chip to trade, who was a position player, at least with the Pirates, and I'm not criticizing the overall job Cherington has done, but the one time he had a pretty good position player to trade, he completely effed up that trade. Jason, would you agree?
Well, completely effed up is a strong way of putting it.
Well, who did they get back for Josh Bell? They got fleeced. They got fleeced. Absolutely fleeced. Not to the extent of Chris Archer.
The other offers.
But they got, well.
Do you think he looked at good trades and said, no, I'll take the bad ones? I mean, they were not going to sign
Josh
Bell.
But since when do we do that where we say, well, we really can't, even years later, grade a trade because we don't know what else was out there? No, you grade the trade on its own merits. It was a terrible trade.
Okay. I just think terrible trade is not, because, like, Will Crow could still be a legitimate major league reliever, okay? And you got something back for a guy. We don't know what Eddie Yean's going to become. He's like 19 or 20 years old. Like, no, right now it doesn't look good.
Right.
Right now they're on the losing end of the trade.
Correct.
I'm completely with you. And if you look at Josh Bell and what he's doing this year, you would objectively say, man, they should have gotten more. But we weren't in Ben Charrington's seat looking at what his offers were. I don't know if he should have gotten more.
Well, then he shouldn't have traded him.
I looked at it from my – yeah, fair. I mean, and also reasonable.
And would you agree that one of the things right now – that Pirates fans are wondering about is, why is somebody like Josh Van Meter playing and somebody like Kelvin Mitchell is riding buses around the minor leagues, Jason? What is that all about?
Well, they don't play the same position, number one. But as far as Josh Bell, let me just circle back to that. Like, I do think he can be criticized for making that trade when he did. Like,
okay.
Sit on that thing. There's nothing that said you had to make that trade right then.
Exactly.
And Will Crow and Eddie Yean, no. It did not give me enough to feel like, oh, my goodness, I have to do this right now. So if somebody feels that way, by all means, criticize away. But to the other point, Andrew, like, I look at this, there are three outcomes here. And let me try to explain this as best I can. Like, either these guys come up and they absolutely stink and the Pirates stink and they tank and they get a high draft. That's sort of a victory for the Pirates. Maybe these guys play, and I mean like veteran players who are rehabbing now, the Van Meters of the world. Maybe a couple of these guys play and actually do something with the playing time. Like Yoshi Setsugo isn't terrible, or Ben Gamble plays well, or something like that, and they can trade him. They can flip them into prospects. That's also beneficial to the Pirates. The third outcome is say, screw it. DFA all you guys, we're going to play the young kids. And I understand where fans want to see that happen, because they want to see young guys come up and grow in these positions. However, I think it is a little bit pragmatic from the Pirates' perspective. I understand what they're doing, saying, like, look, we have assets that we don't completely want to punt on. We want to somehow try to get something back for these guys. Now, I agree, Van Meter is excessive. It's not like you're going to flip Van Meter for three prospects at the deadline. What I'm trying to do is sort of explain the entire philosophy here with, like, Gamble, Yoshi, guys that are going to be in their regulars.
Jason, you have to cover the locker room, which does that include Andrew McCutchen today or no?
I mean, he'll be down the hall.
Are you going to go say hi?
I might scoot over there. I might. I don't know. It depends on who's in the Pirates clubhouse.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some guys back. I don't think we've gotten game notes, which generally means there's something up and they have guys due back. So it wouldn't shock me if I had some stuff to take care of in the Pirates. Died, but I saw him in Milwaukee, and I wrote my Kutch story. I'm not sure if there's, although he's been pretty decent lately.
Yes, he has been. All right, Jason, thank you so much for entertaining me today.
Good talk, man. Take care.
There you go, Jason Mackey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.